Amen. Praise the Lord. It's great to be in the house of the Lord this evening with all of you. If you have your Bibles, would you turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 8? It's where we'll begin tonight. Psalm chapter 8, verse 2 reads, "Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger." Well, there are things that the Lord has ordained. There are things that the Lord has appointed, that the Lord has founded, that the Lord has established, that the Lord has fixed. There are things that the Lord has set in place. Things ordained by God Himself. You know, whatever the Lord has ordained, I want to support. I don't know what the cry of your heart is, the cry of your life, but I trust tonight that you would sit here and agree with me and say, whatever the Lord has ordained, I want to support. I want to be one that supports it. Whatever the Lord has ordained, I want to respect. I want to honor it. I want to bless it. I want to give myself to it and for it. I want to back it. I mean, it only makes sense. If our God has ordained it, we would support it. The things that He has set in place, that He has fixed in place, that we would be those that support those very things. The word ordained used in Psalm 8 verse 2 means just that. It's to found or to establish, to begin, to be founded, to appoint. It means to ordain. Now, what are some of the things that the Lord has ordained? And we're just going to cover a few tonight. There are many things the Lord has ordained. Well, what are some of the things the Lord has ordained? The church and the gathering of ourselves together in community. And so what the Lord has ordained, we want to support. What God has set in place, what He has fixed in place, we want to support. What the Lord has established, we want to support. How many know that's being a good steward of the kingdom of God? Whatever He has ordained, we give our lives to it and we give our lives for it, that it might be supported. God needs His people to support that which He has ordained, that which He has set in place. Matthew 16, verses 13 to 19, they read, "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' So they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." God has ordained His church. This is something He has established and fixed in place. And so if we're good stewards in the kingdom of God, we are those that will support the very thing that the Lord has set in place. Acts chapter 2, verses 40 to 47. "And with many other words, He testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received His word were baptized." I mean, no, He's set that in place. "And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together. I love that. And had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. You see, the Lord speaks to us concerning the human tendency to forsake the things he has established. There is this tendency and a pull on every generation, every people alive at a certain point of time in history. It's their time in the kingdom, called to the kingdom for such a time as this. But there is this battle that we would relax, that we would let go of the very things God has established, that we would turn from supporting the very things he has established, that we'd actually forsake the things he has established or ordained. Concerning this example, Hebrews 10, verse 25, it reads, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and much the more, as you see the day approaching." That's the heart, that's the life, that's the reality, that's the action of a people that support what God has ordained and what he has established. And I thank God for those that are here tonight that have come faithfully decade after decade after decade, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and throughout the week. What a testimony. Those that support what God has ordained. Amazing. If the Lord has ordained it, I must support it. So tonight, here's a question. What does your support, or what does our support look like? Is it the very definition of the word support? What is our support of the things God has set in place or established or ordained? What does our support look like? The definition of support, this isn't out of a Bible dictionary, so this is just the real dictionary. To keep something stable, bear weight. Sustain something financially. Give active help and encouragement. Give assistance. Enable something to live. Help in crisis. Supporting bands or artists. Wow, I mean, we could just stop right there and talk about supporting conference. Hallelujah. The local church has not been ordained by man, but it has been ordained by God. This is just one example, one thing that the Lord has ordained, established, fixed. So are we going to be good stewards of the kingdom in this time in history, or are we going to fail? What is our support going to look like? Now, pressures come, trials come, temptations come, seasons come, and seasons go. But through it all, will we be those that support what God has ordained? Through thick and thin. Man, I'm glad God's there for me through thick and thin. And so the call is the same for us, that we be those that support what God has ordained. I want to share some words from Dietrich Bonhoeffer concerning community. Listen closely to these words. "Those who love their dream of Christian community more than they love the Christian community itself become destroyers of that Christian community, even though their personal intentions may be ever so honest, earnest, and sacrificial. God hates this wishful dreaming because it makes the dreamer proud and pretentious. Those who dream of this idolized community demand that it be fulfilled by God, by others, and by themselves. They enter the community of Christians with their demands set up by their own law and judge one another and God accordingly. It is not we who build. Christ builds the church. Whoever is mindful to build the church is surely well on the way to destroying it, for he will build a temple to idols without wishing or knowing it. We must confess he builds. We must proclaim he builds. We must pray to him and he will build. We do not know his plan. We cannot see whether he is building or pulling down. It may be that the times which by human standards are the times of collapse are for him the times, the great times of construction. It may be that the times from which a human point are great times for the church are times when it's pulled down. It is a great comfort which Jesus gives to his church. You confess, preach, bear witness to me. And I alone will build where it pleases me. Do not meddle in what is not your providence. Do what is given to you and do it well, and you will have done enough. Live together in the forgiveness of your sins. Forgive each other every day from the bottom of your hearts. What does our support look like for the local church? For community, if you want to use that term. What God has established, what God has fixed, what God has ordained, we are called to support. You know, there are so many things we could talk about tonight, the things that the Lord has ordained, and we began with Psalm 8, verse 2. Again, it reads, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. The New King James Version reads, out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. You know, leading to tonight, earlier in the week, I knew the kids would be up with us ministering tonight, the children's choir. I remember a time in my life, that was my Sunday nights, children's choir. Come to church, be a part of that, minister, learn to worship, pour out your praises. You see, God has already put it inside of children. It's there. Just needs to be stirred up. And the moment I was asked to share this evening, the Lord gave me this verse, Psalm 8, verse 2. You know, one of the things that the Lord has ordained is strength. And we'd say tonight, strength from what? From the mouths of children. This is what the word says, that the Lord has ordained strength from the mouths of children. Listen to the NASB. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. Listen to the message. Nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Toddlers shout the songs of drowned out enemy talk and silence atheist babble. I want to declare tonight that there is far more going on than we often think or realize. Sometimes we don't think there's much going on, and so we don't bring our kids to church. We don't think it's that important. They're just young. They can grow up and they'll learn. They can sing praises when they're older, but God is saying that he has ordained strength in the mouths of babes, nursing infants, children, as children pour out their praises, as faith flows into place from young hearts and young lives. There is power, and what does the Lord say? To make the enemy still. You mean a child can do that as a child sings? That's what the word says. A nursing infant? That's what the word says. A toddler? That's what the word says. Lord, out of the mouths of children you have ordained strength to silence the enemy and the avenger. And Lord, I will support it. I will give help and encouragement. I will get my children to church. I will overcome reluctance. I will rearrange my schedule. I will bear the weight of this. I will enable strength, this strength to live and produce. I will respect and honor and bless it. I will invest in it. I will support what you have ordained. That should be the confession that is on our lips. Do we support it? Do we support Psalm 8, verse 2? Do we support what God has ordained? And we can take a look at our own lives tonight concerning this one area. As parents, are we supporting what God has ordained? Maybe the schedule is getting in the way. Maybe our own reluctance is getting in the way of our children bringing down some enemies. Moving the kingdom forward. You know, we might not fully understand the effect of what the Lord has ordained, but we trust what he has declared. The voice reads from the mouths and souls of infants and toddlers, the most innocent. Come on. You have decreed power to stop your adversaries and quash those who seek revenge. Simply amazing. It's not just kids singing some songs. It's not just kids making some noise. It's not just toddlers in the nursery or in the wings making some noise or infants. God is doing something that we cannot maybe see, that we don't understand, but we have to trust what his word says. And Psalm 8 verse 2 declares that God has ordained strength in the mouths of these. Those words, do not meddle in what is not your providence. Do what is given to you and do it well, and you will have done enough. Basically, what's being said is do not interfere or intrude. What the Lord has ordained, we must support. What God has ordained, we must support. Heaven forbid we meddle in what is not our providence. Let us do what is given to us and do it well. Let's do church and let's do it well. Let's bring our kids. Get rid of excuse, reluctance, whatever it is. How many know your kids will come to church if you get over yourself? But it might be you that's in the way. It might be us. Now, I know everybody's here tonight on a Sunday night, but there are other things that the Lord has ordained. And we must support these things. We must support these things. You know, there's so many things the Lord has ordained. Matthew 21, verses 12 and 13. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. You see, the Lord destined, he designed, he intended, he appointed that his house be called a house of prayer. He has ordained it. He means it. And I'd say tonight, do not meddle in what is not your providence. Do what has been given to you and do it well. Let's be what the Lord has called us to be, a house of prayer. And I'm so thankful that this church is exactly that. Why is it that in a lot of churches, it doesn't exist? You see where the attack is? Close down the prayer room, don't worry. That's the power plant of the church. No prayer, no power. It might look slick and smooth and flow, but why did Jesus walk in there and turn some tables over? Because he's saying, this is not what I ordained. This is not what I established. This is not right. It should be called a house of prayer. Now we know there's other things that go on in church. It's just not prayer. But I pray that as long as this church exists by the grace of God, that it's known as a house of prayer. I'm okay with them saying those people pray too much. Like, is that a bad thing when you're a Christian to pray too much? I'm still trying to figure that out. Like, people say they go to church too much. Is that a bad thing when you're a Christian to go to church and worship and praise and be with your brothers and sisters? Is it a bad thing? I've heard people say, well, they're too serious. I don't get that. Can you ever be too serious as a Christian? Can you ever take this too seriously? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. The Lord has ordained it. We will support it. Wow. 2 Chronicles 29, verse 27. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. You know, it's in God's word. He ordained it. Sacrifice and praise and worship. Again, what the Lord has ordained, I will support. I'm going to be a part of it, flow with it. I'm going to get involved in the worship service, not just be a spectator. What does our support of worship and praise look like? Another area the Lord has ordained. John 15, verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. So again, Lord, you've ordained that I should go and bring forth fruit. I give my life in accordance. What the Lord has ordained, I will support. My living will support it. My life will support it. The flow of all that I am will support it. I'm going to share some words, David Wilkerson, concerning this area. This matter of Christians bearing fruit is not optional with God. He watches over his vine and all the engrafted branches with great jealousy and concern, patiently waiting for the branches to bring forth fruit. He stands beside it with pruning knife in hand, lovingly watching for the slightest evidence of corruption, blight, or disease which could hinder growth. God expects fruit from every branch. Without fruit, it is impossible to honor and glorify him or be a true disciple of Christ. Jesus said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. John 15, 8. Bearing fruit has everything to do with pleasing God, fulfilling our mission in Christ, and with having our prayers and petitions answered. Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Verse 16. Actually bearing fruit concerns what we are becoming rather than simply what we are doing. I am bearing fruit when there is nothing hindering the flow, the life of Christ into me. That is what Jesus meant when he said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John 15, 3. He is saying, because you believe my word, trembling over it, letting it reveal every hidden secret, bringing to light every dark thing, allowing the word of God to purge you, the hindrances are all gone. full support of God and his kingdom. Everything he has ordained, I support. Everything you've ordained, Lord, even the things that I might not be aware of right now, when I am aware of them, I'm responsible for the level of revelation I have received, the word says. And so I must support it. I bring my life in line with what God has ordained, so in order to support it. We don't tweak what God has ordained and established so to support our life. But it's the opposite of that. Here is the question tonight, and the worship team can come. What does our support look like? Is it the very definition of support? What does my support look like concerning the things the Lord has ordained? I share this quote. It's by George Washington. He said these words, "The smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right, which heaven itself has ordained. It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." And I thought, when I read that quote, my, how that can be applied to our lives, to our living, our households, the church, and so on. The smiles of heaven can never be expected on a blank that disregards the eternal rules and order and right, which heaven itself has ordained. You know, it is impossible to rightly govern your home without God and the Bible. It's impossible to rightly govern a church without God and the Bible. You can't govern your business properly without God and the Bible. Whatever it is tonight, we can't govern our finances properly without God and the Bible. Heaven forbid we get in the way of what the Lord has ordained. I just trust you would say with me tonight and agree that we'd all agree tonight, whatever the Lord has ordained, I want to support. Let's stand. I know the Holy Spirit's in this place moving, speaking to hearts and lives, encouraging, challenging, commending, convicting. Sometimes those at the same time going on inside. I'm just going to lift up this simple chorus. Lord, let us become more aware of your presence. We'll close in just a few moments. If you need prayer, or if you feel you need to respond to the word, of course, the altar's always open. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I would encourage you tonight to run to Jesus. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. He loves you and he's waiting for you with open arms. But as we sing this tonight, would we open our lives, no matter who we are in this place, no matter how long we've been at this, no matter our age, no matter anything, no matter our title, no matter our position, no matter where we've been or what we've done, it does not matter tonight. Would we just simply open our lives personally to the Lord and say, God, is there anything that I am not supporting that you have ordained? Does my support look like the definition of support? We're just going to let the Spirit do what only the Spirit can do.